Meanwhile, Arthur is in the thick of it. No sooner has he emerged from the cavernous gap between two of the statue's toes into a thick pall of smoke than he has been accosted thus.
Halt! Who goes there?
What?
Friend or foe?
Who, me?
Friend or foe?
Do I know you?
Answer, friend or foe?
Well, without knowing you, it's hard to tell. I mean, I quite like some people, others not so much.
Answer!
Well, it has to be said that on balance, very few of the people I count, or rather counted as friends, most of them have been disintegrated, you see. Very few of them have piercing red eyes, black armor, and laser rifles. So I think the answer is probably veering towards...
Answer, or I fire!
Ah, well, that clinches it, I'm afraid. I don't think we're going to be friends.
This planet is the property of the Dolman Saxdell Galactic Corporation. Trespassers are to be shot.
Whose property? What about the bird people?
You have established communication with the avian perverts.
Well, chatted. Didn't understand a lot of it, to be honest. What do you mean, perverts?
Perverts, subversives, all perverts, subversives, and trespassers are to be shot.
Well, that should keep you busy. Bye now.
Halt! I command you to halt.
And also accosted thus.
Halt! Who goes there, friend or foe?
Depends what you like.
Halt or I fire!
And finally... thus.
Here, get down.
What?
Into the trench. Come on, there's a hidden shelter.
Oh, thanks.
Shh, now.
Who are you?
Archaeologist.
What?
Shh.
Archaeologist?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Digging, researching, trying to stay alive.
With that lot around?
Most particularly because that lot are around.
With all the laser guns and the armor and things?
Yes.
Odd thing, they all seem to be limping.
Yes.
Why?
Blisters.
Ah, so that's why they're limping.
Yes.
Why have they got blisters?
That, whoever you are, is a very good question.
And the answer?
That's what I'm here to find out.
Really? Strange job for an archaeologist.
Why should a nice young archaeologist, whose name incidentally is Lintilla, be particularly interested in a band of limping soldiers? Will Ford and Zaphod have to go through all the business with the wise old bird, or will they persuade the bird they've so improbably landed on to take them to the ground so that they can get straight on with the next bit? Find out in the next intriguing episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
In that episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Peter Jones was the book, Simon Jones was Arthur Dent, Jeffrey McGiven was Ford Prefect, Mark Wing Davy was Zaphod Beeblebrox, Stephen Moore was Marvin, David Tate was Eddie, Ronald Baddeley was Bird One, John Baddeley was Bird Two and the Foot Warrior, Lula Lenska was Lintilla, and John LeMessurier was the Wise Old Bird. Radiophonic sound and music was by Paddy Kingsland of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The programme was written by Douglas Adams and produced by Jeffrey Perkins. Parents of young organic life forms are warned that towels can be harmful if swallowed in large quantities.